better is one day in your house than thousands spent elsewhere. We worship you today. Sing how lovely.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs, for my soul longs, and even faints for you. For hear my heart, for hear my heart is satisfied within your presence. Oh, I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
Let's sing it out. How lovely is your dwelling place?
How lovely is your dwelling place?
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. A thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day.
Better is one day in his courts than 10,000 elsewhere.
And we experience that now. 1,000 days being unsaved is nothing compared to one day in the house of the Lord. Wherever two or more are gathered, the Lord is here in our midst. So what a wonderful thing that we might see the beauty of the Lord, that we might seek his face. If you have your Bibles, we want to look at Psalm 107. We went halfway through this psalm last time, and it's a psalm of the saved. God delivers all kinds of people, but only the redeemed say so. They acknowledge God and they thank him for his benefits. And so we'll pick up in verse 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They rose up to the heavens. They went down to the depths. Their soul melted away in their misery. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distresses. He caused the storm to be still so that the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they were quiet. So he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them extol him also in the congregation of the people and praise him at the seat of the elders. He changes rivers into wilderness and springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it. He changes a wilderness into a pool of water and dry land into springs of water. And there he makes the hungry to dwell so that they may establish an inhabited city and sow fields and plant vineyards and gather a fruitful harvest. Also, he blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease. When they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, misery, and sorrow, he pours contempt upon princes and makes them wander in pathless wastes. But he sets the needy securely on high, away from affliction, and makes his families like a flock. The upright see it and are glad. But all unrighteousness shuts its mouth. Who is wise? Let him give heed to these things and consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that sometimes in trouble, Lord, when the seas are stormy, Lord, you're the one that calms them. Lord, you bring us close to yourself. Lord, in that parched land, Lord, you make fruitful. Lord, you water. Lord, you bring our lives into full fruition of fruitfulness, and we thank you for that. And Lord, I do pray this morning, God, that you be lifted up in our midst through our worship, Lord, and through your word. God, you would touch our hearts, heal our hearts. Lord, cause us to anticipate and be ready for your return. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and for your grace. Let it be poured out in abundance upon your people. Heal hearts this morning. Give hope this morning. Lord, set us on that path of that life that is greater than any life we've ever lived. For truly it is one day in your courts better than 1,000 outside. So we commit this to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated or stand as we worship the Lord together.
Your righteousness is like the mighty
justice flows like the ocean's tide. Sing that again. Your love, O Lord. Like the mighty mountains.
Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Yes. Your justice flows like the ocean's tide.
Well, Lord, that's our prayer today.
Justice flow like the ocean's tide.
We lift up our voices to you. You are the very breath that we breathe. So we pour out our praise to you today. Everything you set upon our hearts, everything in our bodies, in our minds, we lift them to you.
You give life, you are.
Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
great, aren't you, Lord? We lay down our burdens before you. You are our life and our salvation. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you, Lord. I will wait for you. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? My heart will be still. You are with me, Lord. I will trust in you. We set our hope. We set our hope.
Scripture.